little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
The next topic is stroke. And Mrs. Sanders is being phoned by the GP surgery at her request to talk about her husband, Bill. Bill Sanders has been admitted to hospital this morning by her GP when he presented to the GP with slurring of his speech.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Sanders?
Yes, that's right.
It's Dr. Prem here.
Well, hello, Doctor. Thank you for calling me back.
No problems. I understand you were wanting to check why Bill was sent to the hospital this morning.
Yes, that's right. It just all happened as such a shock. Everything happened so quickly. The ambulance arrived and they've whipped him off to hospital, and I just don't really understand what's going on.
Right. Can I quickly check his date of birth, if that's okay, Mrs. Sanders?
Yes, it's the 1st of June, 1956.
That's great. I have got him on my screen now. We have sent Bill to the hospital because we think he might have had a stroke.
A stroke? Right.
Yes, Mrs. Sanders, have you heard about a stroke before?
Well, I mean, I've heard about it. I've seen posters at the bus stop about it, but I don't really know what it means.
This is usually caused by a clot, but may have been caused by a bleed.
Oh, right. Okay. So, I mean, what's going to happen to him in hospital now?
He needs a scan of his head to find out what sort of a stroke he's had. He will also have a heart tracing and some blood tests. If he's had a stroke which is caused by a clot, he may be given a clot-busting medication.
Oh, right. I see. Okay. And will he get any other support?
Bill will be seen by a few other people as well. There will be a speech therapist to make sure that he's able to swallow safely. There will be some physiotherapists who will get him back to moving, and some other occupational therapists will help him carry out his everyday tasks. The medical team will try to find out what caused the stroke and try and prevent these strokes in the future.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.